Yerushalmi Kilayim corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Memtes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tesvav and Madalef at the Mishnah. Kol min zoyim ein zoyim ba'uga, v'chol min yirokoi zoyrin ba'uga. Chardal v'afunim ha'shoifim min zoyinim, afunim ha'gamlunim min yerek. The Mishnah says all species of seeds may not be planted in one vegetable bed, but all species of vegetables may. Mustard and small peas are considered seeds. Large peas are a type of vegetable. Goybel shaya govoya tefach benismayit kosher shaya kosher metchilasi. If a border wall had been a tefach tall and it was reduced, it remains valid since it began valid. Hatelem ba'masamayim shenamukim tefach zoyim nesoichon shloisha zirunim echa mikan ve'echa mikan ve'echa be'emsa. If a furrow or a stream were a tefach deep, one may plant three types of seeds in them, one on each side and one in the middle. And the Gemara says komin zoyim v'chulei chardal ve'afunim ha'shoifim min zoyim shusei v'afapi shazoran le'yerek. The Gemara says all species of seeds, now mustard and small peas, are considered seeds. And that means even if you planted them to eat when still moist, it's not the norm, and they're considered seeds that may not be planted with several other seeds in a bed. Ha'afunim, ha'gamlunim, ha'polamitzi, she'zoran zera, e'noisnin oisam al gabi aruga. Zoran le'yerek, noisnin oisam al gabi aruga. Large peas and Egyptian beans that were planted for their seeds may not be planted with several other seeds in a bed. If he planted them to eat, he may plant them in a bed. Rasha, I should say, Yerokos Sadeh v'Yerokos Gina, She'ne Cholim, Afapisha Zoram, Lezera, Noisnin Oisam, Algabi, Aruga. Other field vegetables and garden vegetables that are not eaten, even if he planted them for their seeds, they may be planted with several other seeds in the bed. Nismayat Kosher, and Rabbi Imi, Hadad Da'at Amar, Lezoim, Sheboi, Halezera, by the Mishnah taught that if a border wall had been a tefach tall and it was reduced, it remains valid since it began valid. Rabbi Imi said that it still permits allowing the seeds that he planted earlier, but to plant new would be prohibited. If he transgressed and planted there, since these are permitted, those are permitted. Rabbi Yirmiya boy, Nicha neku hashnim rishonim mutarim, neku rishonim hashnim ahein. Rabbi Yirmiya asked the question, it's understandable that if the second ones planted after the border was reduced are uprooted, the first ones are permitted. But if the first ones are uprooted, what's the status of the second ones? Yishvamina ador, hamita shenitloi shtei aruchois shela v'asalai esa chadoshois v'laishina esa nekavim, nishtabu chadoshois tmeya v'yishonois Tahoira, Shakol Hilich Achayoshonis. Had the Amma, Neku Ashnim, Arashonim Mutarim, Neku Ashonim, Ashnim Asurim. The Gemara answers from a Mishnah in Mesechus Kalim, a bed that had its two lengths removed and new lengths were made without changing the holes of the horizontal bars, it remains Tomei, as the old lengths could still be returned. Therefore, if the new length broke, it remains Tomei, but if the old length or width broke, then it's Tahor, as the old bed is now irreparable. This shows that if the second plantings are uprooted, the first ones are permitted. If the first plantings are uprooted, the second ones are prohibited. Rabbi Yonah, Amar, Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Imi, Tarveyon, B'Shem Rabbi Yochan, Chadama, Simchin, Legader, V'in Simchin, Legoivel, Chana Amar, Goivel, Nismayit Kosher, Hagadesh, Nismayit Pasel, V'loyadin, Man Amadar, Man Amadar. Rabbi Yonah says that Rabbi Zera and Rabbi Imi both spoke in the name of Yochanan that there's a difference between a fence and a border. One said that one may plant two types of seeds on either side of a 10 tefach tall fence, but one may not plant them on either side of a border since it's only a tefach wide. The other said that a border that was used is valid, meaning that seeds on either side are not kilayim. From this we can deduce that if there was a fence that was reduced, it's invalid. However, it's unclear who said each statement. The Gemara brings the proof from the statement of Yosi and Rabbi Zera, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, that one may plant two types of seeds on either side of a fence, but one may not plant them on either side of a border. Have Rabbi Imi, Do'ama Goivol Shnismayit Kosher, Ha Gadeh Shnismayit Pasel. And this shows that it was Rabbi Imi who said that a border that was reduced is valid, however, a fence that was reduced is invalid. And Rabbi Yosi, Oif Ana Taninan, Tatehoin Goivol Shnismayit Kosher, Ha Gadeh Shnismayit Pasel. Rabbi Yosi says, we could have also learned these two laws in the Mishnayis of this Masechta, because the first one is a border that was reduced is valid, and it means that a fence that was reduced is invalid, otherwise it should have appeared earlier in the second perek amongst the laws of fences, and said if they are reduced, they are valid. And as the second din, Soimchin legader tetaninan hasoimech lebor lenir ulegapo lederech ulegader shehu govoya asor tzvachim, that when we plant two species close to a fence, one on either side, and this is taught earlier in the Mishnah, that it says in the second parak, one may plant them close to fallow land, ploughed land, a stone fence, a 4 tevach wide path, and a 10 tevach high fence. In same chin lagoy vodet aninan, hatelem ba'amasamayim chen amukim tefach zoyin lesoicha shloisha shufayim minay zoyinim echa mikam echa mikam echa beemsa im oy me'at she same chin lagoy vod yiva lematan kama shuvois. And the other part of that law of Yochan is that one may not plant two species on either side of a border. It is also taught in the Mishnah when it said that if a furrow or a stream that were tefach deep, one may plant three types of seeds in them, each one on each side and one in the middle. If it would be permitted to plant near a border, he should plant several rows on either side of the furrow, with the furrow separating between them. Amin Chavaya, Kaimei Rabbi Shmuel Bar Avin, Tipat Hashaya Zoreya Barosh HaGoyvel. The Gemara rejects this. The Chavai said to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Avin that when the Mishnah didn't allow planting rows on each side of the furrow, it was when he planted on the very top edge of the border, thereby allowing only one species to be planted. Amalai in Kineyako Isoi HaKelach V'Yizra L'matan Kamashurois Le'mutav La'akoi Kelach Echad Le'zra L'matan Kamashurois. And Rabbi Shmuel Bar Avin said to Chavai, if so, why wouldn't he uproot the stalk that he planted on the very top edge of the border and instead plant several rows on each side?